actualizing the interdimensional perspective. We have spoken of moving into interdimensional consciousness, being aware that you are carrying on the activities of living within this dimension, which is what you have agreed you will do, bringing your light to anchor upon this plane of reality. You will activate a body with your light quite literally, and you will also bring the light of your countenance, the light of your understanding, the light of your being to bear upon all the issues of the world, so that you will be a light for the brothers and sisters who are seeking in the darkness to find their way home. Furthermore, you have agreed that by anchoring your light upon this plane, you will come to know it for yourself. For indeed, that which you give unto others will not be held back from you, and in the giving you are blessed and receive as well. We have spoken of moving into the interdimensional consciousness of allowing yourself to know that I am in the world, but I am not of the world. The world truly is of me. Now you are able to bring a certain understanding to the specific focus of the reality, releasing the old restrictions of what has seemed to be reality to move into an expanded perspective. We have spoken of various techniques for allowing the expanded consciousness to be within your awareness, and I spoke with you that I was leading you gently the way my teachers and masters had led me in my lifetime. For indeed, I did not come unto the ascension without having done some practice. There were many years of study where I met with teachers and masters in my own country and abroad. I was fortunate, even as you are in this day, to be able to travel, to study with ones who had revelation come forth from within them, and they were willing and ready to share it with me. You have, in this day and time, many of the brothers and sisters who offer the various gatherings where you can go and be touched by your revelations which have come through their remembrance. Now, I would speak with you about actualizing the interdimensional perspective, in other words, bringing it into actual experience, knowing it that can be real within your experience and real within this reality, and it will transport you beyond what you have seen as limited reality, although wonderful even in that limitation. First of all, I honor you for having come to a certain place of readiness, a certain place of willingness, of wanting to lose the bonds which you have held in a constricted understanding. You have come to a place where, in truth, many of the old limited beliefs have begun to fall away, some of them gently, some of them have taken a bit more of the motivation, the challenges of life, to the place where you have to stop to reevaluate what is going on. Whenever you come to a certain time in your lifetime where there is a hindrance, where there is a challenge, where there seems to be closed doors, count it all as a blessing and rejoice. For indeed, that which you are bringing into your experience is the most divine motivation and catalyst for the expansion of your consciousness. It is as the seed which cannot grow unless it bursts its casing. Before the casing of the seed is burst, there has to be much of energy brought forth. It is not done without a certain concentration of energy, divine energy. So when you will be facing the challenge which seems life-threatening, that seems to be threatening all that you hold dear, all that you have esteemed to be of value, call it all good and rejoice. For indeed, it may have backed you up against a wall and forced you to a place where you make new choices and new understanding. Even though you have been willing the previous moment to see things differently, in a certain moment of concentrated energy, there will be the revelation which bursts the casing of what has been held to be reality and truth, small t, to a place where in the next moment you are as a transformed being. That is how powerful revelation can be and is. You have known moments of revelation. A moment previous to the revelation, you may have felt in a slough of despondence. You may have felt despairing that you could no longer find an answer. You have sought high and low. You have prayed hard, have prayed gently, have called out to all the masters, guides, teachers, and angels. You have gone down on bended knee to the place where you needed the knee pads after a while, and you have prayed fervently. And yet you felt that there was some connection missing. In the next moment there was a blinding, transforming light, a revelation. Or in the next moment there was such a gentle shifting of perception that you said, "Why didn't I see that before?" The shift in perception, the revelation, comes in many different ways. But when it comes, you will no longer be the same as you were the previous moment, and you go as a new. I will borrow a phrase which you have in your day and time. You will be a new person in Christ. You will be a new person in Christ, for you will begin to understand the Christ of you and the power of the Christ of you. Not a new person in Christ, as in saying, I accept Jeshua the Christ as my Savior who is going to work magic for me. But a new person in Christ because you begin to lay claim to the power of the Christ which you are, and that is all powerful beyond any dimension, beyond any reality, then come forth the songs of joy. For indeed, the Christ of you is the child, the innocence of a child and the wisdom of a child, the child that has not been shaped and formed by the world, but the innocent, holy child of you. If you want to begin to know the Christ of you, look within the child of you. Nurture the child. Speak with that child. At first, there will be the certain encasement, the layering of the wounded child, the illusory layering of the wounded child. Allow yourself to be nurturing to that child who says, "Yes, but I have tried. I have tried so hard." Be nurturing to that child, comforting, and say that, "It is okay now, for I am beginning to understand the power of us. The child in you as the consciousness you bring to it." When the wounded child brings you to various issues, various hurts, allow yourself to be with that child. Do not dismiss the layering which has happened. Do not dismiss the certain illusions, the certain untruth, and say, "Oh, but that isn't true." Allow yourself to be with the wounded child in a place of expanded understanding and holy vision. Bring the holy vision to the wounded child and say, "Yes, I know that is what we have journeyed through, but here is the greater picture." Take the child by the hand figuratively. Put your angel wings around the child of you and nurture the child with all of the love that you can feel and experience. You will feel a great wellspring of love coming from within you, more and more love than you ever thought possible, and it will continue to grow. The angel wings which you put around the child, you will see to grow in radiance and luminescence and in comfort. If you want to begin to know the Christ of you, nurture the holy child within you. At first, you must approach it in the language that you know so well, the language of the world, the language of the wounded child. Do not try to leapfrog over to the place that says, "Oh no, you are the holy child. Nothing has ever come to threaten you." Speak with the child of you in the language that is understood right here and now first, and then allow the love to transform all of the old wounds into the place of expanded understanding. You will begin to feel the Christ of you growing, the holy child of you taking hold of your hand saying, "Yes, I will come with you. Together we will grow as one." You will come into a certain place where there is not you and the child as seen as separate, as you communicating with the child and the child with you. But there will come to be known a oneness. The inner dialogue itself will change, and it changes through love. It is not in this lifetime for you to deny the world experience. It is not for you to deny the body, to take yourself off under the cave, the monastery, to say, "Well, that is the world, it is something bad, I will have nothing to do with it." This lifetime you have agreed that you will be a bridge, a conscious bridge from the interdimensional self to the dimensional world. Therefore, speak with the inner child with the language of the world, first of all, and then speak with it with language of truth, which is love, until you find it speaking with you more powerfully, and it is living you rather than you are living it. In truth, the Christ self of you is living this lifetime, but the creative you thinks that you are as an individuality are doing it all. You have put up a certain barrier around yourself and you have said, "Well, this is me, and I am all alone in this, and I have to do it all by myself, and maybe if I am good enough, if I pray hard enough, if I read the right books, and if I listen to the right tapes, maybe I'll get a certain sense of not being alone." In truth, the Christ of you is living this life experience, and it is time now, as you have decreed, that you come to know the Christ self which is living your life. Now, how do you actualize this interdimensional perspective? How do you come from the perspective of allness? There are certain ways of actualizing the new perspective, which in truth is very old, old perspective, which goes back to the reality, capital R, of you that is beyond and before time again. I would invite you now to take a deep breath, and as you do so, feel yourself gentle. Breathe a deep breath easily in a circular fashion, breathing in easily without effort and out without effort. In and out, at your own pace, whatever feels comfortable, feeling the peace which comes with the breathing, feeling the healing which comes with the breathing. Feel the expansion of self. Feel yourself no longer bound by the body. Yes, you have a body, you are activating it, but you are more than the body. Allow the breathing to be easy and expansive. Feel at peace. In that state of peace, bring to mind easily, gently, an occurrence, something which has happened that you witnessed, an occurrence which happened between brothers, sisters, friends, something which happened that you witnessed, that you saw, you were a bystander, a conversation perhaps that you overheard or that you are privy to. Allow it to play out in your mind's eye, what one said and how the other responded. You were just the beholder. Allow yourself to see not the bodies of each other, but to see the energy of the ones engaged in this encounter, in this dialogue. It may have been a dialogue of confrontation. It may have been a dialogue of friendship, of love. Allow yourself the perspective of seeing not the bodies now, but the energy. Each one is a ball of energy, as light energy. Replay the encounter, the conversation. See the energy of the conversation, the encounter, the occurrence as it plays out. What is happening with the energy? Can you see it as dynamic? For indeed, the energy which activates the body and is carrying on a certain conversation is always dynamic, always changing. Perhaps you will see it in different colors. Perhaps you will just see it as light. Allow yourself a certain perspective as the beholder and watch how it plays. And now, taking a deep breath, reflect on the occurrence which you just beheld, the replay of something that you witnessed and the truth of the energy which was happening in that encounter. The energy is a new perspective, is it not? Now I invite you again, take a deep breath and return to that sacred place of peace, back to the place of the beholder. Bring to mind an encounter in which you were a participant, something which happened perhaps in this day, in this week, where you were a participant engaged in a certain interrelationship with another brother, sister, or perhaps brothers and sisters, and review it in the mind's eye and let it play out. Review the occurrence. It may have been a time of confrontation where words were spoken. It may have been a time of possible confrontation where you would have liked to have spoken words but did not. It may have been a time of love, of support, of understanding, any of the above, but a time that happened when you were engaged and there were certain feelings that came to the forefront. Review that in the mind's eye. Who said what to whom? How was it said? How did you feel about it and what you said or would you have liked to have said? Now allow yourself the perspective of seeing yourself as a participant, but not with bodies. Again, take the perspective of seeing the energy. What was their energy like as they were saying certain things? What was your energy like as you heard what they were saying? What was your energy like as you responded either verbally or silently? For indeed, you had a response. See the energy at play. Again, you may see it in colors or you may see it in just as light. Know that it was occurring, the interdimensional self, the reality of you, was witnessing, watching what was going on, even though the focus of you was very much in the engagement of that occurrence. The interdimensional self of you was perceiving the energy of the holy child at play, the energy of the holy child in expression, and then internalized as experience. Now, while you are still in that state of the beholder, that state of expanded perspective, allow yourself to say to that other one what your heart now says. What would you say to that one? Allow yourself to see the energy that is work now as you allow your heart to speak. Again, you may see it in colors, you may see it just as light. How does it feel? Know that you, as the individuality, are expressing, and you, as the interdimensional self, are beholding all at the same time. If there has been an occurrence in your life that you wish you could go back to and change, an occurrence in your lifetime where you wish you could go back and say something differently or do something differently, allow yourself now as the interdimensional self to bring the remembrance of that time to your awareness. Bring it into your awareness now and speak that which you would want to speak. Do that which you would want to do and watch the energy. For indeed, no moment of time is ever lost to you. You can call forth into the present moment any time which you feel has been or will be. In this space of the interdimensional perspective, in the space of the reality of you, you can bring forth into your awareness any moment in time, and you can transform it. You can transform it now, and you can behold the interaction of the energy, and you can bring the blessing of the interdimensional self to any event, situation, or occurrence. No moment of time is ever lost to you. Now, taking another deep breath, bring yourself back to the present reality once again, feeling very peaceful, feeling healed. Know that you can bring any situation, any occurrence into the conscious awareness of the now moment, and you can heal that which has seemed to be unholy and unhealed by allowing yourself to go into the holy space of the interdimensional you. The you which is not bound by this dimension, by this reality. The you which is truly the Christ you, the Christ self. Do you see how freeing that is? All of the old garbage which you have carried with you for lifetimes can be healed in the now moment, and you do not even have to sit and relive it. Much of the beginnings of the old garbage you do not even consciously remember, but you can heal it in the place of the now moment by going into the space of the perspective of the interdimensional holy self and watching the energy. Even if you do not know what the beginning of the unholiness was, the beginning of the wound which has seemed to be so deep, allow yourself a certain symbol of it and then watch as the energy of the now moment, the love of the now moment engulfs it and transforms it. No longer do you have to be held in a place of carrying old baggage of self and others. No longer do you have to work through karma. No longer do you have to atone for sin as in the old understanding of atoning for sins. Yes, in truth, you do have to atone. You have to come to the place of knowing oneness, at oneness, with that which has been seen as the sin of separation. But you do not have to atone for old, old baggage in the usual traditional sense. Allow yourself to come to the sacred holy space of the interdimensional you often. Bring it to mind at least once a day as you will lay the head upon the pillow. Allow yourself a moment before you drift off into the most wondrous sleep, a moment of being the beholder of all that has gone on in the day. See it as interaction of energy, and then bring the holy transformative light of love upon it, as you would pour a certain oil, a balm upon anything which needed healing, and know that the day has been perfect. And know that you take that perfection into the sleep of the nighttime, and it will be there in the morning as a gift. Now I would do with you one more powerful exercise, again simple and powerful. Allow yourself the deep breath, and with the deep breath feel yourself in the expanded state of the beholder. Allow yourself to breathe the expansion of the holy self. Feel in the breathing a releasement of all which has bound you to a certain reality. Feel yourself expanding into the holy state of the beholder. Now look upon the body as you sit in a chair, as you recline, as you stand, and visualize the body in your mind's eye, the body which you call yours in this lifetime. See it from the crown of you, the hair. What color is the hair? What style? Is it long? Is it short? Is it dark? Is it fair? Is it curly? Is it straight? Allow yourself to see the forehead, the eyebrows, the nose which you often judge so harshly. Allow yourself to see your eyes, the radiance, the twinkling of the eye, the liveliness and the beauty of the eyes. Look at the mouth and the chin. See the neck, the shoulders, the arms and the fingers. See the torso of the body and legs down to the feet. Look upon the most wondrous creation, the body which you call yours. It is a most wondrous creation. You have brought it forth in this lifetime, and you keep it activated by the Christ power that you are. Now allow yourself to look upon the body as an energy field. Look upon the crown and see the light of the crown chakra. See the light which is radiant and glowing at the top of the head. Allow yourself to experience how dynamic it is, how changing it is. Allow yourself to feel a pulsating, radiant energy field as the crown chakra. Perhaps you will see a color with it. Perhaps you will just see light. Either is okay. Look upon the forehead and see now the forehead infused in light. See it as radiant, pulsating. Look upon the throat and the throat chakra and see it infused in light. See that light blending with the light of the forehead, no longer seeing the features of the face, but seeing only light. The same for the torso, the heart chakra, the solar plexus. See the light of the body, very light, active, pulsating. No longer seeing the features of the body, but see light. See the light of the chakra at the knees and at the angles, no longer seeing a certain form, seeing just light. Behold how the light dances, how it pulsates. Allow yourself to think now of an occurrence, an interrelationship which you have had with one that was perhaps not too happy. Allow yourself to perhaps bring to mind a worry, a challenge, and watch the light of the body. See what happens to the light of your body. See what happens to the light, and see where and how it changes. Now allow yourself to call to mind the time when you have felt most loved and loving, when you felt enfolded in the Father's arms and you felt you could do no wrong. You were the most blessed holy child, the beautiful one of the Father, the beautiful one of a relationship, when you felt that the other one in the relationship was the most holy, beautiful one, and your heart goes out to them, engulfs them in your love. Watch the light of your body. See what happens with the light when you feel in that sea of love. See how it pulsates, how it radiates. Know that you are so loved that in truth you are the most wondrous creation of our Father. Know that you are His beautiful, perfect child. Feel the perfection of the child, which is you, innocent, holy, and wholly loved. Watch the energy of the body, which is you, and see that energy even as it sits upon the chair. See how it expands, how it radiates throughout the whole room, how it engulfs the whole room, the whole dwelling place, how it extends even beyond the confines of what you see as the atmosphere of this planet. See how powerful, how unlimited the light of the Holy Child is. Feel yourself transformed in that light, forever free, forever healed. And now, breathing in the love of that holy expanse of Christ which you are, feel the peace. Know that it is holy space. It is the Christ child, and it is you. It heals you as the body. It heals you as the emotional individuality. It heals you as a soul. For indeed, from this moment on, no longer are you the same as you were when you came to this message. You are transformed. Now you will do a most wonderful miracle. With the eyes open, go within to the mind's eye and look upon a ball of light, which is you that sits upon the chair, and bring to mind the most wonderful time when you felt so happy, so radiantly loved, so happy. And from 10 feet above the body, see that ball of light which sits upon a chair, and watch how expansive it is. Even with the eyes open, you are not focusing upon the outer, but you are focusing upon the inner. And that, beloved one, is actually the interdimensional perspective, no matter where you may find yourself to be. In other words, you can be standing in a busy street corner with the eyes open, walking and attending to whatever needs to be attended to, and yet you can go within to a sacred place of the reality of you, and you can be the beholder all the same time. That is actualizing the interdimensional perspective. That is living from the Christ perspective. In truth, you know this perspective well. It is just that sometimes you have chosen to be so caught up in a specific reality, a dimension, that you have forgotten the interdimensionality of you, which allows the dimensionality to be experienced. If you will practice what we have done in these exercises, it will move you into a most wondrous place, a holy place, which will transform your life from here on, and it will, in truth, bring you to the ascension. Go now in peace. Go now in love, and remember who you are. So be it.